This is Antonio Guimaraes for Blind Cool Tech. I'm actually sitting here listening to Blind Cool Tech, and I'd like to take a few moments to show you the Omni barcode reader. Probably should pause this. There you go, it's gone. I have here a barcode reader that hopefully will help me move into different positions and do different things at my job. I work for a large retailer. Don't want to advertise for them right now, but I might just, for the heck of it, in the future, mention them. And here is the box. It's a very small box, and it probably measures about 10 inches long by... Anyway, it's small. You can put it on top of your palm of your hand and be able to hold it. And we're going to move some things here. When you open the box, you see some earplugs, some papers, and some reading material. There's a CD here. There is a very cool thing that comes with the barcode reader, and that is some blank barcodes that you can attach to items. I'm holding on to a bag now that has these rubber bands that are holding on to a little tag. I guess you could put it around anything that's probably not bigger than, I can't judge much distance very well anymore for some reason or another, but probably anything bigger than 5 or 6 inch diameter would be too big to wrap around with the rubber band. But the gist of it is you take the blank barcode and you scan it, and it'll beep, and you have the opportunity to record a message that is attached to that barcode. I have labeled a bottle of an item with such a blank barcode. We're going to go in my cupboard here, and we're going to pick up this item. I know what it is, but I'm going to put it here on the table, and we're going to find out what it is later for everybody else that still doesn't know what it is I've labeled there. It's something quite good, I'll tell you. And anyhow, there is another type of barcode. There are two other types of blank barcodes that one could get. And one is much like the tags on your clothing. And you could probably sew this onto a shirt or pants or suit, and you can wash it. It doesn't ruin the barcode or anything. The other kind, the third kind of blank barcode tag that you get with this machine, is paper adhesive backing type of a barcode. And you, again, with each one of these, you would scan it, record what it is, and you would be able to find out later, as you see with my kitchen item there. And as we get rid of all this paper and all this blank barcode stuff, we have some headphones, which I'm not going to use right now. And there are two straps for barcode itself. Let's get the monster out. I'm holding onto a box, which is a leather, nice leather box. Inside the box is the barcode reader. I take it and I can actually touch my pinky finger to one side of this thing and my thumb to the other, so you can judge how big that is. We will place this around on my shoulder so that I don't have to hold on to it and hopefully, and then not have it fall. And I'm going to turn it on here.
ID-Mate Omni, by Envision America.
ID-Mate Omni.
1 gigabyte card.
ID mode.
This is on ID mode, and this is what I'm hoping to get a lot of use from this machine in ID mode. The other modes available...
Memo. No memos in memory.
Are memo.
Memory. 1,318 minutes. Help. Help 1. Introduction. ID-Mate Omni is the world's first fully portable barcode system for the...
There's a help menu which will read you the help file, and you can press the arrow keys, yada.
ID mode.
We're in ID mode again. This machine doesn't weigh very much. Hopefully what I can do is get my employer to supply their database, their very large 100,000 item sort of database to Envision America or myself. Apparently I can do this myself. And I can walk into any item in the store and scan it, and it'll tell me that it's a washing machine or a dryer, hint, or a piece of lumber, and hopefully they'll be accommodating with that. I'm here in my kitchen with this bottle in my hand. We're going to scan it and find out what I have. Let's see. The machine has put itself to sleep. I'm going to wake it up by pressing a button here. It's awake, and I'm going to put up the bottle. Hey, it didn't take it.
ID mode.
Okay.
Honey.
Oh, yes. It said in my voice, honey. And indeed, that's what it is, because I've tasted it. I have used the honey. So it is accurate. I put that there myself. Now I'm going to take just a couple of items to wrap it up for you. I have one can of something. And I have a smaller can of something else. We're going to scan that and see if it knows what I'm holding. This is off-the-shelf groceries. And I'm thinking of making lunch for tomorrow. Let's see if I have any luck here. Green Giant peas. And some peas. I could use that for dinner sometime. But it said continued, so that means
package
more
size,
info.
15 ounces.
It's a 15-ounce can.
Product. Green Giant peas. Young Tender's wheat.
I have another can here. I'm going to scan that very quickly.
Product. Bumblebee.
It's a bumblebee tuna, and there's more information about this tuna. Let's see how many servings are in this can.
Product description. 6 ounces.
Okay, so there's 6 ounces of tuna.
Package information. Premium tuna.
Premium tuna, whatever that means. Yes, it's the good stuff.
Nutritional information. Serving size. 56 grams.
Okay.
Servings per container, 2.5
okay,
calories
so
per serving.
56 grams per serving, I think is what it said. And it's blabbing on. I'm going to turn it down. And it said that it had 2.5 servings, so it's about 150 grams of of tuna in here. I like to think in grams, since I am not originally from the United States, and kilograms and grams make a lot of sense. Anyhow, this is the ID Mate. It's apparently a new product. I hope to be able to use it and get a lot of mileage out of this thing. Hopefully you found this podcast informative, and should you have any questions or comments, if such thing is welcome on Blind Cool Tech, you can write me at brpenta5@msn.com. That's BRPEN, like Nancy, TA5@msn.com. This has been Antonio Guimaraes for Blind Cool Tech.